thing was just going inside my head, and I was scribbling and scribbling. At a point in time, I said, I just need to stop. So I think in future, Daniel, I probably would need some direction for that. But shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you've given us. I pray that, Lord, you open our hearts to your word this morning, and you give us the ability to be able to practice what we hear and put it into use, just all to glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm sure who will be bold enough to guess what my topic will be this morning from everything that we've done? Gifts and talents. It's a very difficult topic to tackle, but I think God laid this on my mind throughout the last couple of weeks. But you're right, I'm going to talk about gifts and talents. Yes, that is true. But today, I want to talk about gifts and talent from a different angle. So I want to talk to you about use it or lose it. And use it or lose it is a famous term or theme that we've used. We've had some programs here at church where we've brought in folks, and it is true about our physical functions and abilities. But simply put, if you don't continue to use an ability, then you are likely to lose that ability. And like I said, it is true for some of or all our physical functions. But I want to tell you this morning that God has placed so much gift and talent in each one of us. There is potential in each one of us that we haven't even tapped into. And yes, we cannot become experts overnight. So God has given us this gift on a time release. So it is something that we are going to use throughout our lives until probably we passed on. I have a question for you this morning. I think I'm going to ask a lot of questions. What is your gift or what is your talent? Do you know your gift or talent that God has given you? Can you identify it? Are you utilizing it to glorify God? So as we go along, I want you to have a think about all these questions that I'm going to ask. Have you ever seen someone waste their God-given talent? In our day-to-day lives, I'm sure we've come across many people who have so much potential, but for some reason, they have failed to utilize those potential. And do you ever wonder how you can use your gifts and talents that God has given you in a much more meaningful way? Do we ask ourselves these questions? Yes, God has blessed us, this congregation, Emmaus congregation, with gifts. And we have to be thankful for these gifts that God has given us. Using our gifts and talents in God's way will give us happiness, joy, and satisfaction. And I got this from one of Daniel's preaching a few weeks back. And I want to quote Leo Buscaglia, who said, "Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God." And I like this quote very much. So what's the challenge? We fear to take challenges, which is normal. We fear to step into something new. But I want us to cast our minds to the various ministries that we have in this congregation. Let's talk about the food bank, Tiddler group, youth ministry, the pastoral team, the worship team, the care groups, the outreach team, the prayer team, and so on and so forth. And I'm sure more teams will be coming as we try to move towards the merger, or new things will come up. Where do you belong? Where do we belong? Where can we utilize our gifts and talents to glorify God? You see, sitting on the fence is not an option. So for the church to experience growth, for the church to mature, the church needs its members to utilize the God-given talent and the God-given gift that he has given to us. Because if we don't, then the church is going nowhere. And like we said before, we've all been given talents and gifts, whether we know it or not. We read Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, and there are so many interpretations. It's full of truth. But one of Jesus' most significant parables regarding work, and this was set in the context of investment. The meaning of the parable extends far beyond financial investment. It reminds us that all gifts are from God, and the expectation is for us to use those gifts, those resources, and the opportunities we have been given. We all have been given a wide variety of gifts, and God expects us to employ those gifts to his service. We cannot ignore the gift we receive from God. Use it or lose it. Like the three servants, we do not have talents of gifts of the same degree. The servant who had one talent was not condemned for failing to reach his goal. He was condemned because he did nothing with what he was given. God expects us to use our gifts and talents, not halfway, but to the full. What matters is what we do with the gifts and talents God has given us. Another point of the parable is that we are to use this gift we receive from God for his purpose. We are to invest in the gifts and not to leave them lying idle. I will be using, or I am using, the word talent and spiritual gifts interchangeably here. But let me explain that there are some similarities and some differences, and I think that puts it in a good context for us. So in terms of similarities, God is the source for all the gifts and the talents we get. We can perfect the talent by using it. And it is given to us for the benefit of others. And we can own these talents in multiplicity. So you can have more than one talent. But again, there are also differences. There are differences around the channel it is given to us, who gets it, the purpose for which it is given to us, and when we receive these gifts and spiritual talents. So like I said, I'm using the word gift and talents interchangeably. If you volunteer in any of the church ministries, you are investing your skills, you are developing your abilities, your spiritual gifts, and you are using this to aid the ministry of God. Do we have gifts and talents that is underutilized? And I'm tempted to say, yes, we do. But we have to stop making excuses. We have to stop putting it off another year. We need to come out of our comfort zone. And it's not easy to come out of your comfort zone. Yes, I know, it's not easy. We should not live life passively. We have to stir up what God has given us or what God has put into us and develop those gifts and give God a great return on the spiritual gifts and the talents that he's given us. Luke 19:26, the king replied, "And to those who will use well what they are given, even more will be given. But for those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away from them." Use it or lose it. And I'm saying use it, don't lose it. James 4, verse 14. Our life is like a mist. We are here one moment and then we are gone. We have to remind ourselves of this principle. If I don't use it, I'm going to lose it. If we don't give God a return on his investment, our gifts and our talents will lie dormant. God gives us different gifts, like we said, and different talents. It is not about how many talents we have been given. What's important really is, are we using what we have been given? The little that we have, are we using it? And if we are using it, are we using it in a beneficial way? We are all not good, or we are all not equal in gift and talents. That is true, but we are all equal in effort. Whether our gifts are little or great, it is a special and unique gift God has given us. You see, I'm standing here today. To do what I'm doing now is not easy. I don't feel qualified. I get nervous. Yes, I've been nervous this morning because lots of things are going through my mind and I'm struggling to put it all together. I know there are more experienced speakers, you know, than me. I never imagine myself doing what I'm doing here. And I often tell myself, today is going to be the last. Sometimes, yes, I struggle to take the pressure, the nerves, the cold sweat. But I just decided to use what God has given me, you know, including my weaknesses. I probably don't know 100% if this is a talent or a gift I possess, but I have learned that you don't have to have a great gift for God to use you. So that's why I'm humbly here. The most important is if you are faithful to what God has given you, and he will give you more. Are we using what God has given us? Are we comparing what we have? Are we discouraged? Are we hiding our gifts and talent? Are we burying our talents? Are we too busy to invest in what God has given to us? Well, let me tell you, developing our gift and talent is not an option, because if we don't use it, Paul said in Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, stir up your gifts, fan it into flames, the spiritual gift God has given you. We may have gifts that is suppressed inside us, but we have the potential to fan that gift into flames. We have to take action if we want to see fruits in our spiritual life increase. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So let's look at Moses. God said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said, hang on, God, I can't do that. I don't speak well. I stutter. God, you didn't give me a big gift. It's too small for me to face Pharaoh. I just got one talent. And Moses kept making excuses. But God became angry with Moses. God was angry. Moses didn't see his gift as being enough. One man talent, thinking, I don't have what it takes. How many times have we repeated that? Or how many times have we said what Moses said? God is aware we all have flaws. God is aware of our weaknesses, our shortcomings. But we should not discount the gifts or limit our potential. Let's make the most of what has been given to us. God wants us to honor him with the gifts and the spiritual talents that he's given to us. How exactly does God want us to do this? Let me quickly explore two things. God wants us to use these gifts to bless others. 1 Peter 4, verse 10, we are called to use our gifts to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace. So in the context of spiritual gifts like prophecy, healing, hospitality, helping, being able to intercede on behalf of others, the general idea of blessing others also carries over to our talents. It is not given to us just for our own benefit. We are blessed to be a blessing unto others. So just as with spiritual gifts, God wants us to use our talent and skills for the benefit of others. Number two, to build God's kingdom for his glory. So our talent is there for us to build God's kingdom for his glory. Remember, each of us is unique, but all together, we make up the body of Christ complete. God wants us to use our unique role in the body of Christ to glorify him. If you can sing, sing to glorify him. If you are amazing with your hands, use it to glorify God. If you are good with numbers, if you are good with administrative work, gardening, whatever gift it is, if you're a good prayer warrior, other spiritual gifts that we can use, if you are good at giving advice, you are very knowledgeable. For a start, I want you to look at the various church ministries and determine where you feel you can contribute. Pray about it. Let God guide you. If you are not sure about your talent and your gift, start by asking your parents, especially if you are young. And there are also church leaders here. Youth leaders are there. You can also ask any of us or speak to the pastor or the deacons. I'm sure we will be able to help. I'm one anyway. I saw this poem and I want to read it. I think I have two more poems before I finish. It says, "This moment slips away so fast. It's here, then whips into the past. There is only one now. Seize it with a glee. We aren't endowed with any guarantee." So this morning, I'm saying to you, let's all dare deep and take some steps of faith. Let's seek out our talents. Let's use our God-given talent and gifts to glorify him. Let me read Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. "In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If God has given you leadership abilities, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness unto others, do it gladly." That's from Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. I want to conclude with a quote from Brené Brown. He's an American researcher. She says, "We all have gifts and talents. When we cultivate those gifts and share them with the world, we create a sense of meaning and a purpose in our lives. Squandering our gifts brings distress to our lives. As it turns out, it is not merely benign or too bad if we don't use the gifts that we've been given. We pay for it with our emotional and physical well-being. When we don't use our talents to cultivate any meaningful work, we struggle. We feel disconnected and weighed down by feelings of emptiness, frustration, resentment, shame, disappointment, fear, and even sometimes grief." So, beloved, this morning, I want to entreat all of us that we have a special and a unique gift that God has given to us that includes our spiritual gifts. Let's continue to put it to good use. And for those of us who are really looking for what talent and gift they have, I'm sure there are various ways that we can tap into these talents. Let's continue to use it to glorify God. And I'm sure the rewards will be endless. Thank you, and God bless you.